Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number have been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in cold but wonderful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this radio broadcast, even on tonight. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for inviting other persons to this call. Each week we have a plethora of people all across the country, even those online, and we want to thank you for tuning in. This is our second installment tonight of a series of lessons that we have simply entitled Forgiveness. And what we're trying to do, the goal is to get us to wrap our heads around the idea, this God concept called forgiveness, because forgiveness is indeed a God idea. And until we view forgiveness as a God idea, we will continue to unfortunately view it as a human idea, and then we will apply all those traits that come with that. Forgiveness involves a process where your thinking behind it switches from carnal, which is fleshly, to spiritual. Your thinking behind the idea of forgiveness has to switch from human to godly. Now, humanistically, usually most persons are not eagerly reticent to do what it takes to forgive a person. And for some people, there is also a fear surrounding forgiveness because they believe that because that person has not yet forgiven them and they are still hurt behind it, So they don't believe that they should forgive that person because fear sometimes blocks them from forgiving, because they have a fear that the person will eventually hurt them the same way again. Newsflash, your forgiveness towards somebody else has nothing to do with them forgiving you. It's a decision that you have to make. As a matter of fact, let me just say this. Let me get this on the record, the radio, the internet, the Facebook, and the TV for all I'm concerned. Praise God. Forgiveness has nothing to do with what you say. Forgiveness is about demonstrating a certain kind of behavior towards a person who has wronged you before and treating them in such a manner where they don't necessarily see that you're treating them differently. Because what we usually do is we have a very immature understanding behind forgiveness. We say these words, "Oh, I forgive you." But we say that, but we truly hadn't forgiven that person, because when you see them, all of that hurt, all of that pain just resonates inside of you again, and you want to punish them. You want them to feel what you felt, and your behavior towards them is just that. It is a behavior towards them where you are demonstrating towards them in your behavior that you do not like them, and you are holding them hostage to what they did for you before, which is the absolute opposite of what we want God to do for us. We want God to forgive our sins and never bring them up. But people, when they sin against us, we want to hold them hostage to them, to their old past sins against us, and we don't want them to forget about it. We want to remind them every time we see them. As a matter of fact, we even try to retaliate sometimes, and some of us even go to the lengths where we try to manipulate them and get things from that person, and because we keep holding them hostage based on what they've done to us. This happens in marriages. This happens in friendships. This happens in the church. It happens in all different kinds of avenues. So forgiveness is when you can demonstrate loving, godly behavior and do something for a person and not bring up the hurt that they caused you before in the past every time you're around them. That is when you have truly forgiven a person. Now, the only way you can do that is if you switch from a human idea or a human view of forgiveness to a spiritual view. And here's what God had to do to forgive us. There was a word in the King James Version of the Holy Bible, in Acts chapter 2, when Luke says, repent, well, Luke wrote it, but he's referring to what Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Here is the word I'm looking for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Powerful passage that is pregnant with powerful, pertinent information that is plain in the passage. But that word remission literally means forgiveness. It means to remit. It conveys the action and separation that takes place. Here's what happens when the Bible talks about remission. What God strategically and surgically does is separate you from the punishment that you actually deserve for what you did. Instead of getting the whooping, he doesn't give you the whooping. He separates you from the punishment of throwing rocks when your father told you not to in the yard. And the punishment for throwing rocks like your father told you not to was a whooping. So what our Heavenly Father does is he separates us from the punishment that we deserve for our sins. So forgiveness is a removal. It's a divorce. It is remitting our sins. When you look at the compound word remission, think about a word like renew, reform, recharge, refuel. The majority of the time when you see RE in front of a word, it presupposes that something is about to happen again. So when God forgives you and gives us remission of sins, he wants you to have a remission. He wants to give you another mission. So remission is when God forgives you of your sin, your past sin, and gives you forgiveness of the past mission where you failed because you sinned, and he sends you on another mission after he gives you remission of sins. Now it's time to behave and operate differently because now you're on another mission because of remission. Lord have mercy, I'm getting excited on tonight. So let me explain it furthermore. And here's how you appreciate forgiveness from a godly perspective. And the godly perspective will hopefully plant a seed in your mind for you to change and switch viewing forgiveness from a humanistic standpoint to a spiritual godly idea. Because again, forgiveness is a God idea. Now, forgiveness can be explained this way. When a doctor gives cancer patient treatment, what the doctor does is come up with a series of substances and poisons that the doctor injects into the cancer patient's body, and he does that so that those substances kill the cancer, and that process is called chemotherapy. Now, God has a different process. God looks at the totality of your body of sin, and in God's process of forgiveness, He looks at your body of sin, everything you've done, the lies, the drunkenness, the thefts, the fornication, the adultery, the idolatry, the covetousness that you've had. And he takes all of your body of sin, and what he does, instead of using chemo drugs, he injects your body of sin with the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus goes to every lie, every curse word, every time you stole, every time you fornicated, every time you were drunk, every time you had a bad attitude towards somebody. And the blood of Jesus attacks all of those sins and kills them so that your sins go into remission. And God remits you and forgives you of all those past sins through that process called forgiveness that takes place when a believer believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ, is willing to repent, and decides to obey God by being immersed, baptized in water for the specific spiritual purpose that God, through faith, will forgive you of your sins. And that takes place in the occasion of baptism. That's why baptism is so important. That places you in Christ, and it covers you in the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus not only takes care and remits your past sins, the blood of Jesus is so powerful that it forgives and remits your current sins, and it remits your future sins when you ask God to forgive you and you repent as well. So the blood of Jesus is awesome, but God had to tolerate a lot of bad behavior from us for years before we came to the point where we finally decided to give our lives to God. Now, unlike cancer, that stuff can come back sometimes. God says, I remember your sins no more. And so it is, even though God forgives our sins and remembers them no more, initially, once we are baptized into Christ through the occasion of water baptism, we must also remember, beloved, that you and I will never forget what people have done to us. We just must treat them with love and with behavior, not holding them hostage to what they did, because you and I would never want God to do that to us. So let me give you two things and I'll close tonight. And thank you so much for tuning in to Passion for Christ. If you're going to understand the basics of forgiveness, you must switch from a human view of forgiveness to a godly view, in that you must be willing to give the same forgiveness that you desire God to give you. And it is until you view it this way that will allow you to begin the process of trying to forgive somebody who caused you hurt, pain, devastation, kept you up at night with tears, crying, all because you were embarrassed, you were hurt, You were made to look a fool. But I want you to know that the Word of God says that don't you fear, because everything that has been concealed will be revealed, nor hidden from the Lord. And that's in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 26. God bless you tonight. Hope and pray you realize what Jesus had to go through on the cross, just so that God would tolerate us and God was patient with us. And what God wants us to understand, that through forgiveness being a God idea, is that if he was that patient with us, and if we want him to be that patient with us, We need to be patient with other people when they wrong us. God bless you tonight. Hope and pray this information has truly been a blessing to your life. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you right now. All you have to do is dial number 1 on your phone. And when we call the last 4 digits of your number, state the name and the person who you're requesting prayers for. God bless you on tonight. Caller ending in 1340, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening. I actually have a question. In forgiving people and going on, should we allow them to continuously use us?
Absolutely not. Is this Sister Walker?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Absolutely not. I think, first of all, and I'm glad you brought up this question, it is not to say we're not going to approach the person who sinned against us, not to let them know, because if we don't say something to the person who sinned against us, then they'll continue to try to sin against us. So it's not to say that we're just going to act like it didn't happen. We have to approach the person and say, here's what you did to me. Here's how it made me feel. I want you to repent, not because of me, but because if you don't repent, you'll continue to sin. Therefore, you could lose your soul. So once you've made an effort to reach out to the person to let them know what they did, then you have to let them know, I've released you, so I'm not going to treat you any differently. And I hope that speaks to what you're saying.
Kind of, but okay. Yes, I'm keeping in prayer that that I'll continue to have that right spirit. And I hopefully will have a job interview this week. I got an email and I replied to it. And I'm going to see if they can talk with them tomorrow, see if I can meet with them on Wednesday. So keep that in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Walker. Caller ending in 3964. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
This is Sister Pam, and I thank you for the message this night. Asking you all to just continue to lift my family up in prayer, especially my husband with his health, as well as Kennedy with her health. Asking you all to just continue to keep her and Kennedy in prayer. She's supposed to have surgery in December, about December the 17th. Just continue to lift her up in prayer. Asking you also to pray for my children at school, along with my mom and my dad. And also pray for my son, Brandon, and his wife. Pray that they will do well as far as looking for their house and signing their house. And asking you all to just pray for all the members of the Church of Christ as a whole. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Pam. We'll keep those people in prayer, and we thank you for calling in as well. Caller ending in 6725, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, good evening. This is Priscilla Northfleet from Detroit. I'd like to ask prayer, please, for my aunt, Odella, with her. She's a member of Lake Como Church of Christ in Fort Worth, Texas. She's in the hospital with an aortic aneurysm that's inoperable. And pray for Brother William Campbell. He's a member here at Northwest Church of Christ Detroit. They're in Seattle. That brother, he went to the hospital also out there, that he can get well enough to fly home with his wife on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Norsley. Calling from Detroit, we'll certainly keep those people in prayer tonight. Thank you. Caller ending in 8952, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Hi, Brother Brian Jones. This is Sister Gilda Brown from Waynesboro, Georgia. I want to say thank you for the message. I also want to thank all the brothers on the 7:30 call. They have really, really been doing some powerful messages in the morning. So I want to say thanks and thank God for all his many blessings. Just praying for all those who are sick in the body of Christ, if it be God's will, that they will get better. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Brown. We'll certainly continue to pray for you and everybody that has been teaching on the Monday through Friday call as well. If I could do anything to help anyone, or if anybody else has any questions, feel free to contact us. Let me give you our number, because I do believe that there may be others who have questions also, and I would like to help with those answers. If I did not answer your question tonight fully, Sister Walker, please give me a call. The number you can reach me at is 864-332-7572. That is the Grace View Church of Christ, and I will get that call, and we would love to answer any questions any further. Forgiveness is not an easy task. Let's get it on the record and the radio tonight. It is not something that is easy, but it is something that is necessary. It does not mean that we have to let people run over us. It does not mean that we do things for people who use us. It does not mean any of those things. It is basically being wronged, sinned upon, and hurt by someone and not treating that person with behavior to retaliate or get back, but treating them with behavior with love, the same love that God will want us to have. And we thank all of you tonight. Thank you for your prayer requests. We'll continue to keep these prayer requests in mind and pray for them every day. Bow with me for a brief word of prayer. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for Sister Walker. Give her a job, oh, God. You've opened up doors before for her. We just trust you to do it again. Continue to bless her with all the things that she stands in need of, Lord. We just pray that you bless Sister Pam and her whole household. You know all the things that they need and desire. We pray that you answer her prayer tonight. Thank you for Sister Norsley, who's praying for several brethren who are traveling and dealing with health issues. We know that you to be a healer, O God, and we ask you to heal that brother. We ask you to bless that brother with safe passage, and you just be with her church family there in Detroit. And tonight, Lord, we thank you for Sister Brown, who has just verbalized her encouragement that she received on many of these prayer calls, and that you continue to allow her to be on those calls and encourage other people to come and bless Sister Brown with what she needs, when she needs it, for what she needs it for. Many others tonight on the line, God, we pray that you bless all of us. Many are sick, hurting, dealing with various challenges, diseases, and illnesses. And we just pray that you bless Brother Ivy White, bless his wife, bless his congregation, and bless his family, that you just work with him and heal him. If it be thine will, we trust you and that you'll be with them. Also be with our dear brother Klingman, his wife, and you heal him, please, oh God, and heal Sarah Cobb as well, and many others who are sick tonight and dealing with various challenges. We love you. We give you all the praise. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones, in keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ. We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.
I want to be in the ball. I want to
be near
the cross,
where my Savior died
the
on a hill.